All right, welcome back, everybody. This is our second recording in 3 days, so I'm very proud of that. But we're back in Yuba City, got the whole squad back together, 10th episode, and we got a very special guest, up-and-coming local artist. You know how we love to put local people on. We got the boy Argyle in the house.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you having me on here, bro.
Yeah, man. We're real excited to have you on because, like, you're by far the youngest guest that we've had on so far. And I think our audience is mostly, like, older generation, like Simmer and Ummer's generation. So it's cool that, like, we want to push you into, like, that generation too, man, because, like, you're big with, like, our generation, right? I'm 25, so we got the younger kids that are aware of what you're doing, man, but we want to endear you to the older folks as well.
100%, bro. 100%. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Appreciate that
for sure, bro. So now, how you been, man? What you been up to and stuff?
Nothing much, bro. Just school, work, life, you know what I'm saying? Just doing me, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get a few singles out there, a few features coming up, you know. That's about it. That's my main thing. That's my main concept. Biggest thing is put on Cali.
That's my biggest thing, man. Yeah, I mean, you're big on that, like, repping, like, seems like every song you make.
I try to mention Cali or like Sac or something. Or something about California in general, you know?
Nah, that's what's up.
Because we have to make it more relatable.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Like, there's so much talent in California. And part of the reason me and Simmer and Slams joined us later too is like, we love to put on, like, push the culture and
there
push
is,
the artists
bro.
That are
there's,
in this area.
There's a lot of talent, but it's a lot of hidden talent,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like... It's a confidence thing, I feel like, out here too. Yeah. That beats it on a lot of people because hate is a big thing.
For sure,
you know,
man.
People can't handle hate. Yeah. You know, and then and when you're starting new things like music and stuff, bro, there's solga la hundia. You know, right? You kind of just have to have that confidence to push it through. But there's hidden talent in California for sure, bro. Because there's not many artists that you could really say that are going crazy right now, or like that are kind of trying to come up. There's only like 4 or 5 really that are really pushing music out right now in Cali, especially young generation. Other than that, we're kind of just, it's like more like DJs and stuff like that. Otherwise, we really don't have nobody, bro. Like, we're just dry out here.
Who are some other artists that you would say from the area?
From like, California, bro. Like we mentioned, Supreme is a great artist. He's from California too.
Shout out.
He's from Vallejo. He live in pretty sure in LA now. We got Dodge, Harry, Dom. There's a few G-Baby. He's from Sac. There's a few, like, artists that are trying to come up. But it's really hard to get that light out here. We ain't got content creation. We ain't got no support base like that. Like, we have Punjab beats, but we're all split up.
Yeah, I mean, the market is huge, but like you said, it's all spread out. Like, the Valley, the Bay, like, SoCal, all that. So, it's also tough, man, because, like, when you make music, like, you're opening yourself up to the world and to that criticism, like, you're very vulnerable. You gotta be able to handle that, you know what I mean?
100%, bro. I mean, I take hella hate, bro. Like, you already know, like, I take hella hate on TikTok and whatnot. I don't say nothing though, I just keep it pushing, bro. Like, I don't even respond to any of my songs like that, bro. I just hate is gonna happen to anybody. You feel me? You can be a truck driver, mechanic, a DJ, a fucking singer, anything. You're gonna get hate, bro.
If you're outside of the normal scope, you're gonna get hate.
You're gonna get hate, bro. I'm like, Slams is a DJ, my bro. Like, he gets it all the time, bro. You know what I'm saying? He'll get it over if he didn't play a song at a DJ, like a party.
Very recently.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's stuff like that. But he knows how it feels. Like, you know, it's not the greatest feeling, obviously, because, like, you're putting yourself out there and you're putting out work, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. So you're like, oh, this isn't my best work, or this is my talent, you know what I'm saying? And then when people put you down or telling you, like, you look like this or that, you know what I'm saying? You should be like, bro, what the hell? Like, what y'all tripping on? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
The culture, too, right now, like, there's, like, this new wave where, like, anything that's, like, inflammatory gets, like, you know, push through,
like,
social media.
Rage is very, like, it gets views. That's stuff that gets attention. You know what I'm
saying? Well, that's
a, like,
good and bad thing, though.
Yeah.
No, it's, like, a terrible thing, I think. Yeah. But, like,
I think it's a good thing,
it's
bro.
Good for someone who's trying to come up and get some notoriety. Yeah. Like, you know, there's, like, a marketing teacher I had one time. He said, any notoriety is good notoriety. Yeah. Like, if you get, like, from a branding perspective.
It is, bro.
You know, someone like, look at Kendrick and Drake. You know, Drake's, a lot of people I know in my circle didn't know who Kendrick was. Now they know.
Wow.
Because of smoke.
Because of dissing and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's true, though, bro. Because, like, you're going to, I mean, look, I got hella hate too, right? That brought me hella more clout and fame, I guess you could say. Like, you know, and I'm not here just to chase that, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, now I go around, people recognize me. They know who I kind of am. They're listening to my music. My streams went up from that.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can hate, you can show love, that's on you, but you're still giving me my shine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm everywhere on TikTok now, so, like, appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
Nah,
but, I mean, my hate, I used to do a lot of hate earlier, a little bit earlier in the year, but now, torika to you, you feel me? People kind of understand, like, bro, what you going to get out of it?
Yeah.
I'm going to still do my thing. Yeah. You're going to still do your thing.
Yeah.
The longer you do it, the thicker your skin gets to.
Yeah,
it, right?
100%, man.
But being how young he is and how he's able to deal with it is very impressive.
Yeah,
like, you know,
sure,
like,
man.
You got to be able, like we were talking about earlier, you got to, these days, if you're an artist, especially like him, like, you're going to put something out, you got to be ready to take the positive, cool. You're going to take that, you're going to fly with it. But the negative that comes, oof.
They're going to tell you, and it's especially, I know now y'all notice the young people are running the game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I'm not even sorry to say it, but, like, it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the young cats are coming up left and right. And it's because of social media. Like you said, notoriety, bro. Like, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
100% it'll put you in a bad place, too, if you can't handle the hate, all that kind of stuff. But for good, bro, it brings you up right away.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok and Instagram Reels made stuff so much more accessible.
Yeah.
Because it was so much harder for older artists to, like, blow up. If you just go back to, like, 2018, 2019, you still had to go to Speed Records and Times
YouTube
and, like, stuff like that to go release
independent artists.
You know what I'm saying? Go release one song and you know, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Now you can just
5 minutes, you have it up.
Oh, bro. You go on TuneCore, DistroKid. Distribute your song. There you go.
This is a, like, you could say the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, anybody can have a podcast. We're proof of it. We're like, you know, we just started this house. Yeah.
That's a good thing, though. You don't like, because it's easier to blow up, in my opinion,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's got its pros and cons for sure, but, like, you got a real healthy perspective on that, bro, especially for a young kid. Like, as a musician, right, like, you have a whole process, you know, going into your work, and then you put it out and people might, like, shit all over, and it's like, damn, bro, like, does that, like, where did you get that perspective from, bro, especially as a youngin? Like, is there people that you lean on, like, anything specifically that, like, helps you deal with that kind of stuff?
Not really specifically helped me deal with it, bro. I lost my cha-cha 3 years ago, bro.
Rest
and, like,
peace,
he was my closest, like, he's, like, my best friend.
Okay.
So, like, after losing him, bro, I kind of, like, got, like, numb to, like, certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, like, a weird feeling, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, when you're, like, you're dealing with, hey, I'm gonna look at the comments, all right, bet, keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Like, mammy, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm still gonna go end up going to the studio, right? My streams are still gonna keep going, right? There's still monthly listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's still going. The world's still spinning.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just because a blank profile user 07382 said that Argil might not look like this, or Argil look like this, or Argil is this. Appreciate you, brother. Keep pushing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else you gonna do about it, bro? Hornta, it doesn't really affect, like, me as much, bro. Mm-hmm. At first, when I first, like, I released Joe, but that's when I got my first hate comments really going crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, bro, like, the song ain't even ass like that. I was like, y'all really just hating at this point. You feel me? Like, I was like, and it was all just because of my appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of other artists that type black bottom in, that wear black clothes, that wear gold chains, that wear certain, that has that certain aesthetic. Bro, we grew up out here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the culture out
Black's
here.
Black's big, man.
Yeah. I'm wearing all black right now, too. You
my
know
favorite
what
two things to wear were white and black.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
Like, you know, they're going to compare you to certain artists because you look like that, because that certain artist blew up over you before or whatever. Like, bro, that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you just keep it pushing.
Everybody's pathway and timing is different, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it's just, and, like, for all the hidden talent in the United States, bro. That's my biggest thing. I'm trying to push the U.S., bro.
Yeah.
Please, bro, start releasing music. Release your content. Release podcasts. Release what you want to release, bro. Because we got nobody out
there. There's this guy I was talking to the other day on, and he's a sick producer, bro. And I was talking to him on DM. We were chatting back. I was like, bro, you got to stop hoarding your shit. It's a guy named Folk Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the Bay. He's in the Bay?
Yeah.
He's in the Bay.
He has a song with, like, a show.
So sick, bro. Like, I'm like, dude, stop. Like, just stop overthinking. Just put the shit out.
He's a guy who has, like, he does like straight, I mean, it is folk, but like, yeah. I don't know. Does he play the instrument?
I think he told me he played dhol because we learned from the same teacher back in the day, I think. But he, I was like, dude, you got to stop hoarding your shit,
Cause,
man.
Because he has that, it's a folk sounds with the Z at the end, right?
Yeah. He has really that solid, like the way he puts together folk stuff. Is
it like a Ashok Prince or Ashok Gill? And then he has a song with Surinder Shinda.
I think he has one with Pinda. He did Pinda's new track.
Oh, really?
Pinda's track. He has a really sick mix to Case that I use. Like, it just so like pure folk. There's nothing Western, no Western
element in it. No, I know. His music is like...
So, it goes
here, dol ki desi. It doesn't, like, his music doesn't even have, like, a drum, like, a bass line in it. It's, like, always...
Like, bass line. Like, the song I heard has a bass line. Yeah, but... What the one I'm talking about?
Okay.
That's fire. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many people with hidden talent, man. Yeah. Like, and there's this, I don't know what it is, bro. It's everywhere, just like in the United States, bro. I've gone to so many different people, so many different cities and stuff. I meet Punjabis, right? And they're like, yeah, bro, I make music. Or I do this. And I'm like, oh, bro, let me see it, right? Let me hear it. And I'll hear it. And it sounds good, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's solid music, right? And like, bro, I'm going to keep it real. I was ass as fuck when I first started too, right? I was horrible, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was horrible, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I still left my horrible music on platforms. Mm. And I was like, bro, that was me and when I started, and that was just me now. You know, it's like, that was your growth, you know?
Yeah.
And like, bro, people, like, they'd be so scared. Like, nah, bro, I'm going to get judged. I'm going to get this. I'm going to be like, bro, come on, bro. Like, you just got to...
You got to rip the bandit off.
Yeah. Just one time you do it, bro. The one time you release one thing, two things, you're going to be like, all right, now it's like... It's butter.
Maybe those people are the ones that are with the hidden talent are afraid to take the negative comments on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying.
Because maybe that triggers them and then they can't take it. Like, maybe me and you could take it.
Yeah.
You can take it. But some people maybe
some people just can't.
Like, you know? One fake account says that's trash and points something wrong out on it.
There you go. Yeah.
Even us, we were like when we were trying to like get like to start this, we were scared to like, I mean, yeah, release. We were like, oh, we don't have the right setup. We're not like, you know, we don't got anything. We're not perfect yet, right? We need to be perfect. But then we're just like, Amrin was just like.
Our first podcast was we screen recorded ourselves on a Zoom call.
Oh, wow.
And we had no microphones, nothing. I mean, Simran had his little gaming setup, but we recorded it in like November 2023. And we didn't put it out till like March or something. Because we were just like, I don't know. Like, and it was just like 10 minutes of us
talking. We even re-recorded an episode.
Yeah.
That's how it be, bro. Sometimes, like, you just gotta push. Like, one time, you just push that out. Like, you just, it thickens you, bro. You just be like, all right,
You think, like, any person who's, like, a master at something, like, say, like, Jazzy or whoever, someone we all look up to, Jazzy or, like, Drake or someone like that, right? In any realm, not just music. They have shitty stuff out there from when they first started.
Yeah.
And even they'll look back and be like, damn, that was trash. Like you just said, like you probably, when you first started, you'd be like,
100%.
That was trash. 100%. I listened to some of my first remixes on SoundCloud. I'm like, it's so out of fucking key.
Yeah.
Like, I'm deleting it.
You be feeling like you're like, bro,
no,
I want to, like,
I'm not putting this out to anybody. Yeah. You know? And so I was like, it's everybody.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's just work. It shows growth, bro. Everybody has improvement. You have tech jobs, you got everything. You improve in those. Just like promotions happen, bro.
Yeah.
So it's just a cycle of life, you know what I'm saying, type of thing.
Yeah.
You just got to go about it. Just get that one time. I just feel like, bro, like Canada's already had their shine.
Yeah,
boy, we got one. You feel me? Let's get it out here now. You feel me? Just a little bit, bro. Because like UK scene already happened in the 2000s.
Yeah.
There's like literally only anybody that's pushing out of like UK. There's only four or five artists out there, bro. And Raph.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's literally nobody out of UK.
Yeah.
That's singing
Canada
like that.
Canada's taken over.
Canada's just taken over.
Well, Canada's pretty much just an extension of India with everybody just student visas.
That's what I'm saying.
Coming over, and so you could just kind of put India and Canada in one category now.
I mean, like Sidhu, like came from Punjab, right?
Shub,
exactly. Ajla, AP, all these guys.
Everybody, bro. Everybody's all from Canada.
I mean, Sukha on a visa too, or he's I think he's born and raised.
No, he's born and raised.
Oh, yeah, okay, pretty sure. Okay,
Isn't Diljit technically from the United States? So I mean,
he lived out in the Bay for I don't know if he still does, still but he lived out in the Bay for a while.
That was great.
He lived in
the Bay. They got like a Grammy type of like awards in Canada.
Juno.
Huh? Yeah.
Talking about Juno?
Yeah.
I think they started like even like a separate like a part where it's just like South Asian.
South Asian.
So like, I mean, Canada has like a scene, right?
Yeah.
So we over here, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you go to like Dundas Square in like Toronto, bro, mm-hmm. it's just Punjabi on their board, La Guillotine. That's their Times Square.
Bro,
yeah.
That's not you even know? Like Canada. Like, yeah. I consider that just like extension yeah, of Punjab. Like,
Brampton, yeah.
No, like, it's cool, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool to go out there and stuff. Don't get me wrong, vibe you Hundia Mari Moti. But like, yeah. Like, if you go there, bro, if you go literally see the boards, it's like Jenny will pop up.
Yeah.
Chope's gonna pop up. Like, there's literally, they pop up on the boards all the time there. It's like,
bro,
it's
regular. At the Seattle airport, and you know those, the thing that brings out your techiña?
Yeah.
There's a, you know, they have like a little ad on top of it. Diljidad.
Oh, yeah, the Nanagi one, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah, I seen that.
I was like, airport. Whoa, like in Seattle, dude.
Yeah. They need to do that here in SAC. I mean, it's basically.
Bro, Vancouver airport says Jianu, bro. Like, in Punjabi, bro. I was like, damn, this is pretty clean.
Yeah. I mean, when I went to Brampton for the first time, like, right when we got out of the gate and went into like where the baggage is, it was like a culture shock because I was like, got like the like TSA over there is all Punjabi,
immigration, everything.
You know, like everyone working there is Punjabi, and then everyone traveling there is Punjabi. I'm like, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, bro, what?
I went on a boys trip like a few months ago in October, right? And I went to go to shoot like a music video or two, right? We were there for 3-4 days, Vancouver. We went 6 heads. Already a bad decision. Right? And
you ain't getting in anywhere.
Yeah, right? 6 heads, right? And then we just got off our flight, right? We got to go through immigration. Immigration is hella easy for in Canada. Because you do that little screen, little thing. You just scan your passport.
Mine's been bad.
Oh, for real?
Bro, yeah. Every time I go to... Okay, so Vancouver has been like the worst. Like, I go there, you know, I get flown out there doing a wedding or something like that. And I go to immigration. And the last time I went, I think I got held... Well, one time I had my mom, so they let me through. But when I was going for a wedding. But when I go for my events, I was usually me and like a boy or two. And it's usually 2 or 3 hours. What are you doing here? Like, the last lady actually like pooed me or a DJ. And made me show her my IG, pull up my contract, show me that, make sure I'm doing private, because I can go out there and work privately as much as I want, but I can't do anything publicly and get paid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, it's private. Okay, show me your, you know, where you're going. It was a mess, bro.
Yeah.
Why can't you be publicly?
You have to have a license.
You have to have a license
to work out there. Yeah. So that's what happened to me, bro. So like we had a studio equipment in mm-hmm. one of the boys' bag, and then the other boys' bag had all the camera equipment. I'm vibing, right? We all get the slip, everybody's chilling, bro. We get up to there, two desi officers. This is what pisses me off the most, too, right? She looks at the slip, she's like, "Shall we?" And he's like, "Aho." He responded saying, "Aho," not even right. I was like, "Sala," right? I was like, "Damn, bro," right? Pissed me off. He take all six of us, bro. All six of us to check all of our bags, to check everything, right? Yeah. They're like, "Why do you have studio equipment? Who's it? Who's the artist?" Da, 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 right? And we're like, "None of us. Like, we're here to visit family." Yeah. Not happening, bro. I was like, "I'm not budging, bro." Yeah. I was like, it's super bad, bro. Damn. And then we had to just lie it out. And then they sat us there for like an hour and a half, bro. Oh, went through all of our stuff, records and shit like that. And then they let us through, bro.
Damn.
And I was like, "Damn, bro, y'all really be tripping out here." That's... But like, you can't, like, it's like that, bro. If you're like.
But rightfully so. There's reasons why
they do
that.
Sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just go out there and make your bread, leave.
Yeah. But the coolest thing was, like, last time I went to Toronto, I think it was like maybe summer or July of 23. I'm going and I book an early flight to get there early because I'm like, dude, I got an event at night. If these guys hold me 3-4 hours, at least I'll be good. Mm-hmm. I get there and prepare to go in the back. You know, this has been happening to me every time I go to Canada. I go to Canada. The guy goes, "Oh, slams. Come on. I'm like, "Wait, what? And we're just tripping, like, what the heck? Okay, is this a good thing about you?" He goes, "Yeah, bro, I saw you on the calendar. You're coming. I was hoping you'd be here. Come through, man. Let me get a pic." And then I'm out, dude. I'm like, "Oh, hell yeah." The first time I was like, "Oh, thank you." You know,
thank God.
He's probably like just out of college. Because he's been doing the TSA a while. He's like, "No, this guy's good, man. I know what he's here for."
That's how you need it, bro. It'd be scary in immigration, bro.
Yeah.
But it is a culture shock going to like Brampton for the first time. Like when I went, I was like, I'm born and raised Yuba City. Like, you know, we all kind of the same. And when I went there, I'm like, whoa, this is like times 5 or maybe even 10.
10, bro.
It's 10.
It's easy 10.
Crazy.
It's
like,
I was in Surrey literally 2-3 weeks ago, bro. I was like, this is wicked.
Yeah.
Like this, I was like, I got to get out, bro. It was like 4 days. I was like, bro, I need my... I need to go to the gym, hoop with some like garlic. I was like, it's bad, bro. I was like, you need that, bro, because That's what I'm saying. They have their own culture that they kind of embedded, like the kids from out there,
and they're used
so
to it.
That's why it's so
we're not.
Yeah, yeah. But they're divided though, if you've noticed. Like,
oh yeah,
it's super divided out there now, and it's bad. It's like the kids out there are gonna like, because sorry, student mar ni hunde,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is like that just came on a student visa or whatnot or on visas. They're not bad people, bro.
Yeah,
sorry, they came just like your parents too at the end of the day. You feel me? Some, of course, there are bad cats in every category.
Of course,
that's
yeah,
and then that's where their name gets tarnished. But like out there, bro, they be calling them all these refugees,
refugees,
fucking dips.
Yeah.
These fucking, I'll be like, dude, they, you guys are wildin'.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, they're every they are like, bro, marty more respect.
That's a straight Canadian term.
You know, yeah, and it's like
they don't say fob, we say fob. They say dips.
They say dips. Yeah, they say dips or refs, and I'm like, bro, that's insane.
Oh,
like,
I've never heard refs.
Refs is crazy.
That's crazy.
That's just like crazy wrong, bro. And I was like, bro, you guys need to like chill out with that, right? And it's like, it started when they immigrated from there. Like recently, I know y'all seen the influx. There's like the past 3 years, like there's been a lot of new Punjabi people, new Haryanvi people coming in, especially in California, bro.
Yeah,
and like, we still give them their respect, bro. You know what I'm saying? They still give us our respect.
Yeah.
I get that you guys are just in one area, but like the divide isn't cool out there, bro. It's very like, it's visible, bro.
Yeah.
The kids out there be really hating on them, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad.
There's this dude, I can't remember. I mean, this dude I talk to on IG all the time, and like talk about music and stuff. And he sent me this reel of the Trump carrying the plane back to India. And he goes, "Hey, we need Trump over here, man. We need about 8 of those planes. Take our people back because they're just fucking shit up." I'm like, damn, that's.
Have you heard the, have you heard that song? That Trump, the song?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's about like jumping the border and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is pretty funny.
Nah, but that's like, bro, like that shit's been happening since like the 90s, 80s, bro.
Yeah,
straight up. Horn of
the donkey route.
Yeah, donkey route.
Now it's a business.
Now it's a business out there because, like, you know, they got agents out there literally doing that. Yeah. You got coyotes and shit out here that are doing all that stuff. But like, back in the day, bro, there's a lot of people that came like that, especially out here in Yuba, bro. Like, Yuba was like the main labor camps.
Yeah, we had like all the
slaves probably farms.
Yeah.
All the all the prominent Punjabis that are out here now, that you know, Jericho, like they're former Punjabis. They mostly started out from the Yuba camps, bro.
Yeah.
Like they were laborers and stuff like that. Hari hari kam karke, danja Allah kam, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was back in the day, bro. Like 70s, 80s, 90s and stuff. Like
it's just unfortunate in Canada. Like you see it, they're getting they're kind of, it's equal. Like when they came, like we never really had like that influx of that many people.
There
was a handful, but
and
not
it had
like
it in just a few years, bro. And it's in one area,
and they just take over everything. And then like the celebration, you can't come in the Gorya the Moluk and be like, okay, we're gonna shut down the street for our Diwali. You can't do that.
I thought it was kind of badass though. There was like this one video where like they're paying like a local like a street vendor or a street artist. He has like a speaker. He's like, plays music, and they were like paying him to play like Punjabi songs. I mean, they're paying the guy, and they're like still, you know, they're like, I think it was like New Year's, and they're like having like a bhangra bash in the middle of the city.
I was like,
that's kind of sick.
That's dope.
That's cool. I mean,
you know, you're
that's cool to see, but like, you know, there's always gonna be people that mind shit. Like,
that's just what it is, right?
Yeah. But you won't see that out here.
Nah.
You will never see that out here.
Yeah. I think
you will never see that out here. We will be in a venue if that is happening.
Yeah.
No, I think maybe in Yuba. No, I doubt in Yuba. Yuba
were the biggest.
I think it would have happened by now.
Yeah,
biggest thing is Nagar Kirtan. Right?
Yeah,
that's all out of town, bro.
Everyone's working here. You know, they're not gonna be.
The Yuba City locals, bro, they go Sunday or they do the seva, bro. There's like no in between. Or like they go the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. There's no in between, bro.
Bro, I haven't been to Nagar Kirtan in like 10 years. I go like the day before, week before, or something.
The Matar Dig and stuff like that, bro.
It's a little too crowded for me now.
I go all the time. I mean, I don't want to say the trick on here, but there's a trick of like when you go and you can kind of like beat the crowd. I mean, when you're a local here, you know.
I go regardless, bro.
I go four days all the time.
That's good, man.
I'm a Gordara kid, bro. I grew up in the Gordara. Yeah. Like,
I feel it.
My papu is secretary of Gordara. Like, I literally born and raised in the Gordara my whole life. So,
my mom came here in the 70s, so she like has a thing where she's never missed a Nagar Kirtan.
She went to the first one,
and she's been to everyone.
My parents,
like,
same way, bro. Same exact.
Does not want to miss it.
Yeah,
bro. I remember being like a kid and like it would just be like rainy Nagar Kirtans. Oh my God. Rough. Those were tough times. Oh, yeah. Because back then, bro, like there wasn't fully like infrastructure stuff. Because Yuba now, but yeah, but yeah, like there's like tar, like look by you or the nice parking lot on the side and stuff, you know. It's not too muddy. Mm. Yeah. Back in the day, bro, used to be BBM pushing strollers, little kids, you know what I'm saying, with their little BB guns and stuff like that. It used to be bad, bro.
People get stuck in the orchard, you pull them out.
Yeah, pull them out. Dude,
that is a scene. That is a scene.
It was a scene.
You still see it today.
Yeah, a little bit, bro. If you get in there.
Yeah.
It gets a little muddy.
It's kinda cool too. The Gurdwara like bought all or like
the surrounding area,
like
paved it out.
Yeah. So it's all cool.
But that Nirkeetan is fire, bro. That Nirkeetan is fire, bro.
It's cool. It's a scene for the community out here. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, I mean, Yuba doesn't really have much, right? But one thing, it has that name right there. Oh, the Nirkeetan.
And it's like globally known. Like we interviewed a DJ Jesta. Shout out to Jesta a couple days ago. He did Ras Bartola. He's from Australia, born and raised, right? Even he knew about the Yuba City.
Yeah, bro. It's real famous. It's the second biggest one after Surrey, bro.
Yeah.
Surrey has like 500,000 people. That's nuts. That's like nuts, bro. That's like insane, bro. Like, I've asked him about it, my cousin stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't even move. Like, you literally can't move.
It's packed.
It's so jam-packed.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It's like another scene. So like, what was that last weekend or was that 2 weekends ago? The Sac Punjabis?
Sac Bash? Yeah, you performed there. How was that, man?
It was dope, bro. It was last weekend. It was on Friday. Yeah. Last week or Friday.
I saw that. She looks fire.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It was lit, bro. If my bro runs it, Parm. He's my best friend, right? And then we've been doing it for like 2-3 years now. Mm. And then the past 2 years, it was mostly just like a Bhangra Bash, just like, you know, DJ Lalo, and then 3 hours of dancing.
It looks like the OPA from like a certain...
It damn near is, bro. Yeah. That damn near is. And then OPA is like 16 schools, bro.
Oh,
that
what?
Do it together.
Wow.
The Ontario or something like that. They're like a bunch of schools.
It's in Toronto.
Which is sick, bro, that you could even have unity like that.
That's sick.
Especially with colleges, bro. Yeah, that's fucking sick, bro. Yeah. I can't even lie.
SAC probably has SAC and Davis. No, it's just Sac.
Oh, if you look now, we're just like I'm not dissing no Bash, bro. First of all, right, but anyways, Sac does their own, like Davis does their own, Berkeley do their own.
Yeah. I've done a few of them.
Merced does like their own stuff.
I think
like
and then you have like Bruin too. UCLA,
Bruin does their own. Yeah. Right, Riverside has their own.
Just combine,
If we combined, it probably would be a sick one you could do. But it's hard, bro.
It'd be a proper festival.
It'd be a festival, bro.
I mean that's honestly like
it was hard to pull this one off, bro.
I'm sure.
A buck though, like this I'm one, sure. Like my bro Porn, like I talked to him every day. I told you, my best friend, he was stressed, bro. Like,
because
you have 1,100 people there, right?
Dude, in this
jam packed hall.
Where they do that?
Remember the old Flamingo banquet hall in on Florin?
You could fit 1,100 people in that place.
You can't,
damn, 1,100.
You can't.
This bigger hall, the bigger side hall.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Way off, it's kind of like a back of a shopping center.
Yeah,
right?
Literally a shopping center, bro. Literally a shopping center.
Wow. One of the ideas we had like when we were starting this podcast was we also wanted to like throw like something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but like it was more like, do it out in the farm here in like Yuba.
Oh, that'd be far. That's like a mid-level idea. Yeah. You know,
we looked into the logistics of it and we were like, let's just start with a podcast.
It's hard, bro. You need
a bad team.
Yeah,
everybody has to divert.
You got it, bro. It's a little easier for him with like for my bro to throw this year because like, bro, the only reason we did artists now is because. I mean, I know a few artists now, a little bit too, right? So it's a little bit easier to get connected with, you know, certain artists and be like, yo, bro, can you come perform?
Yeah.
You know, here it is. This is what we have for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it a lot easier because then it's an understanding.
Yep.
You know, when you're just going to a random, like, bash to perform and you don't even know the peoples you're going to and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, it's real awkward. But it's really just like you're coming there to do your thing and you're out. That's it. You know, you can't really enjoy your time or nothing like that.
Right.
But this bash was sick, bro. We had like, we were selling tickets literally and started selling them in January. It happened last week, February, so a month, you know what I'm saying? And then it was me, G Sidhu, and Jenny Nothing and Moga that performed. And then, bro, that was popping. I performed Gali Mela first. I've had like 8-9 performances so far, though.
But
I performed
Gali Mela. Gali Mela was big.
Was sick, bro. That's a big event. It was sick, bro. And then
was that the first one?
Yeah, last April, right?
Yeah, the one with,
no, that was like their first
coming. BK, Chani, the first one that they threw.
Yeah.
That one was sick, bro. And then, bro, like that one, like, kind of opened my like eyes up. Like, oh shit! Like, let's do this kind of seriously. You know, yeah.
people want it, man. Yeah, here, especially local. When I hear a local guy singing, you want that. Yeah, you want that energy, man.
And then, bro, like I started taking it. Like, you know, I released a Role after that. I released what else I released after like Expensive Cal? What else I released? Skeeman just did good. KL Tere, they've been going crazy, and all these songs have gone over 100K. So like on streaming wise too, you know. So like I'm doing pretty cool, and I'm it's a self promotion team. It's hard. I'm not gonna cap.
You're like, independent,
bro, like,
right?
I'm independent on a label every single thing.
For,
bro,
for that song Skeeman on YouTube, on the bottom it says like it was distributed by UMG.
Yeah, it was. It was. We had my bro G Mafia from Canada, the dude who's on the song. He was he's connected with them. He got us connected with them. We got a little distribution thing with them for that song.
That's
it was sick.
That's sick.
It was it was sick, bro. Cause like it's getting with UMG is pretty hard. Bro.
No, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a label, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Distribution label is hard.
Yeah. So they distributed through them. That was sick, bro. And then that song blew up, bro. No cap. That's a good song. It went kind of crazy. But then when I performed here, bro, at the Bash, right? Like, I posted a video too, like me doing Role, bro. They're all singing it along and shit. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, they actually know this shit. like this is sick, bro. And then it kind of makes you kind of pumped up, right? You know, you're like, damn, like, you kind of want to take shit more serious. You're doing it. You're like, hey, yo, you kind of have a little bit of fan base, like listeners. It's actually showing. And it's like, hey, this is proof of, like, your work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even then when the haters be like, oh, you're doing this and that, you're like, bro, this ain't something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, bro, if two people know your song, that's a big deal. Yeah, like, to me, I mean, like, two people know what your work is, or like 10, that's good. It doesn't have to be in the millions.
And like, bro, like that, it matters. You know what I'm saying? So like, now every song usually is going over 100K. So like, that's I'm doing good. You know, I'm getting up there, releasing more features coming up in like next month and stuff like that. So like, Trying to get stuff out there.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. But that's the Bash was lit, bro. Yeah. The Bash was stupid lit. That was fun for sure.
I mean, I what's cool about it is it's just like this area is like creating like a culture, right?
Like, so a, it's scene, like, a, out,
it's
here. Like
a scene. It's a scene now, bro. Especially back in the days, the Bay. Like especially during slams, when like Cha-Cha and them were all partying and shit back in the day, but they used to all go to the SF or like the Oakland or like Fremont, Hayward, stuff like that. You know, that's where
for
all
the young group, that was
a scene out there, right? And Hornet, it's like you have Yuba, Roseville, Sac, you have all these surrounding cities, and like the Bay is not too far either.
Yeah,
and then when you're throwing an event out here, people want to come out here because Sac is like a hub. If you think about it, bro.
It's like right in the middle of everything.
You know, even Fresno could come out here. Like everybody could really come out here, so it's easier. When you got to tell your mom you're going to San Francisco, it's kind of tough. You know,
we all went through that. There's those kids
that they got to really think about something. They got to think about a lot of people.
They got
a
whole scheme.
They got to pull a whole scheme. Like mommy, man, baby, you know, mommy, boy, get that Lina or something. You know what I'm saying? Like the brown girls be having it rough too, bro.
And I'll be back by midnight. Then you got to come up with a story about God.
There has to be something. You know, so like now that's why it's easier to come out to Sac, bro. Like it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to get pulled out here too. Like there's so many Punjabis just in general now here. You know,
I feel like like most events that like another one was like we went to like a Raginder concert or like small event. It sold out, right?
Yeah.
Because like Sac area, like there's, you know, it's like a easy place to go, but like there's so many Punjabis around here that they're gonna come up.
The scene
is here. Like, let's push it out of the Bay and come here.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, there's so this market is so huge for Punjabis, man. That's why like we want to like push local artists like you, man, because like we've seen it, like these events in the past year, like there's like people will come, you know. We want to create a scene out here, man, because like you said, Canada's like been doing it, but like there's so much.
It's not even just events, bro. It's like I'm trying to push out, bro. The freaking scene out here, bro. Start to get something out here, bro. Because like we've really only had like we've had Pendajart, right? And he's an OG,
California,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like he's an OG now. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like there's not many people that really came out of Cali like that.
I think we have a lot of producers.
We have a good amount of producers for sure
from out here, and then probably just not a lot of like. Artists
that are singing,
like singers,
singers, and then like,
but like a lot of people like behind the scenes, like making music.
It's easier now for like, you know, these guys' generation compared to like ours, where it's like, okay, you could sing, but you got to do it on the fucking side. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't doing this. You're going to work, and then at night you can do it. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But now it's like,
back in the day, bro, you said,
like, your parents are probably like, go ahead, do it. No. Like, yeah, like, you probably like, like, you had your cha-cha, right? Your cha-cha was probably like, yeah.
He was the supportive one.
Yeah,
he was the supportive one. Yeah, bro, somebody. I was scared as shit when I came to my parents, bro. I was like, bro.
When did you exactly start?
I started, bro, my first two songs were English songs, bro. Four songs, actually.
How old were you?
I was like 16, 17. Oh, dude. Yeah, bro, I was a youngin', bro. I was just freaking messing around in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the high school and shit, going to the studio with the homies, right? And I'm the youngest in my group, bro. Okay. All the homies is 2 years plus older than me.
Okay.
So, like, I'm just, you know, I was rocking with them, right? And then, you know, we'd be chilling. And then I just started messing around with the mic. And then I released like 2-3 songs, right? Like Freestyle 2 was one of them. Yeah. I released when the Kasan protest started, the main one, that the
big one,
2021.
Yeah.
I released a song called Back Home back then. That was like about that was also in English too.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I think I did another one after that, I went to Punjabi.
Okay.
And I did Anthem. Anthem is like, it kind of took off in a little college scene over there, because I was like, Saturday, Amunde, Munde, Bada Hagen, and Shikari still sounded like ass. You know, that song was horrible, right?
Not even cap.
Then I released, after Anthem, I did like Galabarga, and then I did
I've heard that.
Cough, I think. Yeah. Those are like cool-ish, you know, not bad. They're like whatever-ish songs. Then I did Kelliare. Kelliare took off over here. A little bit.
You
like,
represent. If you put Cali in a title, you know,
people are going like, all right,
we got to do something with this song, you know? And then that song was, bro, it was like, Sag de Amor de Game Up on there. And then it was like, Karan Vich de Kelliare on there, something like that, right? That's the hook. So then people like that song, especially out here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Raider Singh was playing it on the door and stuff at the tailgate stuff. And I was a youngin', bro, back then. So like, that shit was like, I was like, damn, bro. It's kind of sick, bro.
That's like,
this is sick.
Sure.
Yeah. I was like, this is sick, bro, right? I was like, this is dope, bro. And then that took off. And then after that, I didn't, my cha-cha passed actually right before that. So like, I didn't even, in the video, it's literally dedicated all to him in the video, right? Like, our pictures and stuff of him, whatever. And then going on from that, I didn't even release, bro. Like, I released two songs after that. I released Shikari and Attention. And that was in 2023 by then.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because I was done, bro. I was like, mentally,
man.
I wasn't there, you know?
Of course,
and
dude,
then 2023, I released those songs. Attention got kind of a little bit of clout, a little bit on going on TikTok, because that's when TikTok started popping off.
Yeah.
Like brown TikTok or whatnot. Yeah. And then Joe Budden released. Joe Budden is what got me up there.
Really?
Joe Budden Rode.
You also got a song with like Keat Views. How did that
happen? Oh, yeah. Hosh. Yeah. I forgot, bro. Hosh. Yeah, yeah. Me and Keat, bro, were buddies. We're homies. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of got in connect. And then...
You went out to like New York too to like film that?
Yeah.
That-
so my sister stay out there, bro.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I go to New York often. I love New York, bro. New York's a sick city, bro. Yeah.
The music video is like out in New York.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's all in New York. You know what I'm saying? I got another like New York 2-3 videos coming out from over there too.
For sure.
But like... That's where I shot out there. I looked hella young, bro. I got like no face. But I had no facial hair, nothing on my face. Like, you know,
clean.
I was like, damn, bro. And so sometimes now when I look back at it, I was like, what was you thinking, bro? Yeah. Like, I'm like, you're 17 doing this shit, bro. Like, you wildin', bro. Yeah.
How do you usually connect with these like these guys? These other artists?
You shoot them a DM, bro.
You just shoot them a DM.
You shoot them a DM.
Was that even a question, bro?
Yeah. I mean, just asking.
No, like honestly, like, you shoot them.
Are you meeting them somewhere? Or
no, you shoot them a DM. Like back then, you shoot them a DM, right? Because I didn't have no pull or nothing like that back then, right? Hornigetti both, yeah. But like, I'm just saying, like now, I just know a little bit more, a few more artists, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's a little easier to connect, you know. So when they do see a DM from a certain person, they kind of will respond.
They'll respond.
You know, they'll be like, okay, yeah, he. Either he's asking me something, he wants something, or we're going to do something. You know, like there's something that's going to be about it.
Because you would message him. But I'm saying like, is there like a scene? Like, are you meeting him at like some event? Like, is it like,
no,
you know,
I mean, bro, like when I met Jenny guys, I met him at an event. We were supposed to perform together. You guys know Ravi Sandhu?
Yeah, we interviewed him. We had him on the podcast.
Ravi Sandhu, right?
Yeah,
he threw a show, bro, in Oakland. And he let me open for them that time. And what you call it? It was a cool show, bro. It was like a little club over there.
Yeah.
And this was like 2023. Okay. 2023. Yeah, okay. And then that's when I met them. And like, you know, it's just like the first time you meet somebody. It's like that's about it, right?
He's
just gonna be a chill guy, nice guy.
Yeah.
And then Then after that, bro, I got another performance with them in that November. The week after the Nurki thing.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Which is crazy.
I think they're coming to Yuba for a basketball tournament.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
In May. Yeah. And then that's when I kind of became cool with them. You know, for that, then that's when I really got connected with them. And like now, you know, we're buddies. We're cool and stuff like that. So like now it's a little bit easier to get access to like a lot of other artists, bro.
Yeah.
And managers and stuff like that, even if you want to hit them up. Because like, you just, they know who you kind of are, you know, you'd be like, okay, there's another dude making some music, let's do something.
No, they're tapped in, man. You performed with them at Cali the Mela too, right?
Where I think I performed with them maybe like 4 or 5 times now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They performed the Bash.
They had event, in November they had an event in SAC, I think, right? I think, or were you at that too? Like they were...
In November?
Not this November, I think it was like 2023.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I was performing at that one with them. Okay. And then we did the one prior to that, the one with Ravi Shandu.
Okay.
And
then
we did Cali Mela together. And then we did Sack Bash together.
Quite a bit of freaking concerts, man.
That's the thing, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. My track record kind of nice for the concerts, you know what I'm saying? It's like, cool. I've done like... Bro, I did an English concert too, like a rap concert.
Really?
And I first started off and I was 17. It was ghetto as... Oh my god.
Bro, where was it at?
In Fresno, Bay? California. Oh, okay. Brother. Shit. Fresno, California with EBK Young Jock. EBK J Bo was there, right? These are like you guys
rappers,
know
rappers,
right? Yeah. Sean Neff and stuff like that. It's straight got it there, bro. Like the ghettoest shit I've seen in my life, you know, type stuff.
Yeah.
And then they had us perform, bro. We had a song, like 2 or 3 songs that we performed, whatever. It was cool, right? And then that's when I realized, like, bro, if I'm doing this, I'm like, made the best you're need, y'all like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get out of here, right?
Yeah.
And then that's when I started making Punjabi music after that. Sure. Yeah, that's, so I did, that's cool. I've done like, bro, so far I've done like damn near like 7 shows.
Wow.
Yeah, 7-8 shows.
Damn.
How old are you?
21, bro.
Man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Props to you, man.
Yeah, thank keep
you,
it bro. Going,
appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah.
Appreciate
that's awesome.
It.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
It's dope, though, bro. It's a dope little like thing to do because like, you know, but Jake Amjala, you go to school and stuff like that, and at the same time, you got this little thing you're doing on the kind of the side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're living like 2 or 3 different lives, and it's like it's kind of sick, you know, because it's like a balance for sure too.
Yeah. So do you get pushback from your? You said you got pushback from your parents when you started.
Bro, when I first started, 100%. Bro, they didn't push me back. Not like that. I was just scared, bro. Because like my parents are Amritati parents, bro.
Oh wow.
Right.
Okay.
So like, so I'm not gonna like, and like, you know, you're talking about highlight Jekaraki Wadapedi in your hair, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about girls and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really look not the greatest. You feel me? And like, I put it up to my dad or whatnot, right? And he was like, and my dad's very prominently known out here too, right? Like he did Kabaddi tournaments, all that kind of stuff. Like, he's very. Matthias John Gill, like he's very known out here, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, bro, like, it's over, you feel me? Like, I can't, you know, I can't do anything that represents them off that's gonna make them look crazy or nothing like that.
Yeah,
so that's why I was fooled, bro. Like, I'm not about to rap about no crazy ass like drugs or drinking because I don't, like, you know, I'm not doing that, I'm not promoting that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's mainly my thing. I just can't, like, nothing that's too crazy, lock looks and stuff like that. You know, like I kind of keep it cool. You know,
so
they push me back, bro. They didn't push me back. They're just kind of like both like
just be careful,
just be watch careful what you're doing, right?
Because
every Sunday I'm still going to Brasha Gordra.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, I still am in the Sangat. I grew up there, bro. So like
nice.
At the end of the day, they're gonna be like the same Gordra kid, Punjabi school kid, rapping about this, you know, like they're gonna be like, what are you doing?
No, that's good to be aware of that.
So like I kind of just like, that's why I don't do nothing too crazy that like about like women songs and stuff like that. I have them 100%. Like my last 2 or 3 songs were about girls, like Blush Like Galante Kore, Highlight Yekaraki Wadapedi, right? Like,
but that's not like
it's nothing too extreme.
That's
crazy.
Not like some Chumkila level.
You know what I'm saying? That, I don't want to be like, you know, nothing too vulgar.
That's norm. You know? That's not. That's
nothing
not,
too crazy.
Yeah.
But they were. They're supportive, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like now, bro, I was literally shooting last night till like 12. They don't care no more. Like, bro, like I go to Vancouver, Toronto, anything. They don't care. They don't ask me no more. Nothing like that.
That's what's up.
They know it's like he's kind of doing his thing now.
They probably they got validation. You know, when you get validation.
See, once like, they see me, bro, do a few shows.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, like. You say, actually, you know, might be doing something.
Uncle John calls and says, you know, your boy's doing good.
Yeah. That's it. You got
cool.
You got the endorsement. Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah,
man.
Bro. 7 shows too, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, dude.
Yeah. It's cool, bro. Cause like doing that many shows with only like a few songs out.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine.
It's kind of dope. You feel me? It's like, damn, bro, I'm doing it with like 10, 12 songs.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
You're doing it, bro.
Yeah, but I'm trying to push. This year is the year I'm trying to push out a lot more music, bro. Because, like, you know, I've been getting out there. So, like,
what are you going to school for?
I'm doing agriculture sciences, bro.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, KT buddy.
Yeah.
You already know. Yeah. Farmer life.
Yeah.
When I went to Punjab as a kid, bro, like, I fell in love with it.
Yeah, that's good.
And so, like, I used to, like, my dad was out there, I used to, like, I went to, like, farm with him a few times, you know? Mm-hmm. You go to the kid out there and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I went out there with my pops a few times, and, like, fell in love with it.
It's in our blood. Yeah. That's our culture.
And so, like, and, like, Fresno is known for out there, too.
For sure.
Yeah. It's, like, I think it's, like, number one in California.
Yeah, I'm done this year, though, thank God.
Oh, nice. For sure. Congrats, man.
So, are you going to keep pushing music, or are you going to focus more on work?
No, like, 50-50? For sure, 50-50, bro.
Oh, like, 50-50. That's good.
Bro, you got to have a balance.
Yeah.
Bro, music is music, but, like, jalajalajan.com is good. You can pursue it 100%. But, like, but the people that be like, hey, bro, I'm only pursuing music full time, and they don't even, like, have, like,
you don't have
no
a
other plan, fallback. I'd be like, bro, you kind of... Because, bro, Punjabi... I've said it before. Punjabi industry is an industry that don't exist. And what I mean by that is Punjabi's just created an industry. We have no A&Rs. We have no production labels. We have no certified producers that are... We only have few that are now getting signed, like Intense, J-Track. Then people are getting signed to certain...
Icky,
right?
And now Chandi got signed, right?
But now that's happening. But we're also getting signed to labels from out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have proper, like...
Aparna
stuff, you know what I'm saying?
And if you know anything about, like, the American music industry, like, they hear about it, they're cutthroat. As quick as they sign you, the quicker they cut you.
It's just quicker, you know what I mean? And so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but, like, it's an industry of its... It's not a fake industry, but it's an industry of its own. You feel me? Like, we can't venture out so much because we haven't provided that. Nobody's made those labels. Nobody's made... And there's not going to be people to do that because... It's very hard to do that, bro. Because you don't have a singer that's going to... First of all, you need a blown-up singer right away to even start that kind of label, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to have straight-up bank.
You need a lot of capital,
right? And that's hard, bro. Like, people can't... We're all business people, bro. Punjabis, we're all business people. It's really hard to push out just an artist just because you hope... Shit goes right.
It might work.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's real hard to tell somebody
to risk on yourself, you. Yeah, you know?
So, like, that's what I'd be telling people. I'm like, it's an industry of its own, bro.
Yeah.
There's no, like, if you go to Latin music and stuff, Latin music, they still have a few A&R stuff like that. They still have stuff that's going on for them where they're like, they have their own kind of little industry, you know? They can still capitalize off of each other. Yeah. We can only capitalize off of each other with features.
Yeah. When you're saying A&R, what do you mean by A&R?
A&Rs are like, bro, those are the people that get you connected with labels. They're the people that get you connected with certain, like,
agents that have to, like, pretty much middleman, like, say, hey, I know this guy, he's tight, and he knows someone in, like, this a big label,
it's like a middleman type of situation, right? And that's actually really big, bro, out here, like, especially in the, like, Slams knows, bro, like, the American industry out here, bro. Country music, fucking rap music, hip hop, everything, R&B. They have their own own A&Rs just for specific genres, and specific people are gonna run that specific genre just to have one specific artist.
Yeah,
and they're gonna capitalize off him or her for however long their fame is, and they'll cut you out after that too. That's how shit work out here.
And for somebody like you, and there's so many independent artists nowadays. Like, if you're an artist and you're doing it on your own, like, what's the incentive to sign to a record label?
There's a lot of incentives. There's bro, like, I'm gonna keep it real. If I sign with Warner or Universal or something like that for, like, a song or two, right?
Yeah.
And they distribute that song or two, and they're promoting that for me specifically, they're gonna put me on algorithmic playlists.
Okay.
They're gonna put me on a certain Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
They're gonna put me on you're gonna basically, when you open up YouTube, new Punjabi music video. Argyle is going to pop up first.
It's the distribution.
Right? It's the distribution is going to come up there. It's more of ad services type of thing, right? Or if they're not going to give you the ad services, they're going to be like, here's $5,000, here's $2,000, here's $10,000, here's what we're going to give you. You're going to promote yourself, or you're going to do this for your music video, or you're going to use it for this, or whatever you're going to use it for.
Okay.
That's how you kind of benefit.
At the end of the day, you have to make them
money
10 times what they're putting in you.
You feel me? That's their biggest thing.
Yeah.
So, and they're also not, they have, like, certain Punjabi people, they will listen to your song and tell you no. That's a thing. They will tell you no if they don't think your song is going to blow up.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't get just like, if there's an artist out there, you get your signing or whatever, don't get super hyped up until that song is fully approved.
Because whatever you do, you're not bigger than Luka. And if Luka can get canned,
if Luka can get canned, Garnaz can get canned.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's a big thing, bro.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It is, man.
Because like, no one's bigger than Luka. Yeah. He just got
it's a business, bro.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy, bro, how this stuff works. Especially, like, this music stuff. It's like, bro, it's a fame game.
Yeah.
Bro, straight up.
But I mean, like, you have those fans too, though, that will, like, you know,
ride or die.
Cult. 100%. Yeah, you have cult followers, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, there's 100%. There's hella people with that. Every artist has that, I feel like, damn near, bro. But, like,
you can't just
benefit off them entirely, too. Like, people that try to say, like, we started off saying that people want to just do this full time. For a Punjabi artist, it's really hard to do that.
Yeah.
You have to have business or something on the background because, from TuneCore to
nothing.
That's nothing, bro, for a monthly basis or some shit. Yeah.
Especially if you're living in California.
One million streams, bro, on Spotify is $3,000.
Yeah, royalties are
for
nothing.
For whoever be capping, that'd be like,
there's a lot of cap out there about streams.
Bro.
And that's, they're smart enough to pick up real and fake streams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So these 52 million streams you guys hear about that crossed on YouTube, it's not real.
Oh, YouTube is fake. Yeah. YouTube is cap. YouTube is the biggest cap.
Yeah, yeah.
YouTube is, whoever says they've done that, that is cap.
Yeah.
That's biggest cap. There's certain artists that 100% they do like hit 150 mil, but that song is getting repeated that many times. Atasle, for sure. Chanyat and Daku, for sure.
Yeah.
There's certain songs that do hit that, right? Yeah. But when you say, what was that one song, Prada by fucking, I think, Jasatan or fucking hit like 1 billion or some shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Great song, but not like.
No disrespect. He doesn't even make it.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, that's just.
Jazzmonic, right?
Jazzmonic, yeah.
He had some bangers, bro.
Yeah, that song, Age 19. I remember that was a.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
And like, bro, that's just like unbelievable stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? So like, what those people be capping, bro? 1 million streams.
The stupidest shit was like when they come out and then the next morning it's out. You look at it, it came out 500K in 3 hours. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
While India's sleeping, get out of here. Yeah. That's a view farm.
It doesn't make sense, bro.
I'm sure there's view. Yeah, those. Yeah, bot farms.
Yeah, bot farms. Definitely.
T-Series like that, bro.
Yeah. T-Series.
I mean, there's a lot.
T-Series, the one to get all the fake views, bro. Yeah. That's where you go. Yeah. Go to T-Series.
So you're going to keep that balance between work and music, you think?
100%, bro. Yeah. You got to do work, music. I mean, if music blows up, I could take that stuff serious, bro. But you got to be like...
It's good to have a fallback.
Yeah, bro. And you got to be humble to who you are, bro, at the end of the day, too. Yeah. But like, I can't just because I started music, that's not just me, bro. Mm-hmm. There's a whole other side of my life, too. Like, a whole other persona I live. Like, I'm not just like a 24/7 artist.
Yeah.
I'm not going around being like, I'm Argil. You'll never see me doing that.
You'll
shit,
never
bro.
Introduce
I don't
yourself
even introduce Argil. Myself as Argil. Yeah. Bro. I literally introduce myself as Ramnur or Rav. I'm like, yo, like that's corny to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just keep it pushing.
Yeah.
They know you. They respect you 100%, bro. Yeah. You're not about to go around and be like, nah, you need to know who I am.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking corny as hell, bro. Like,
that's yesterday.
You gotta just keep it pushing, bro.
Do you think that like having a fallback and not fully having to rely on your music for your like all of your income, do you think that kind of takes a little bit of pressure off you? Because it's like, okay, even if I'm not making a shit ton of money off this, like, I can make the music that I want to make, and there's not that pressure that like, fuck, I gotta cater like all these people because these are the people that's gonna make my money. Like, if you have a fallback,
I'm not doing this, bro, to keep it a $150 off a money basis.
You feel me
I'm doing this kind of off of like hobby and like
passion.
Now it's passion, bro. Yeah. You know, and like, so I'm not tripping over. I've never made music my main, I've never even thought about it as an income.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it a bug.
Yeah, of course.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I can use them for a music video. I can use them for a studio session. I can use it for whatever I need to use it for. Yeah. You know, I can use it for pocket money, whatever. You know, that it is what it is. But for music, bro, like I would take it 100%. I'm taking it serious right now, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be like, unless I'm getting like deals or like shows after shows, mm-hmm. where I could be like, all right, I don't need to work no more.
Yeah.
And I can just sit around and just kind of do shows and like do music. Then I would do that, bro.
Yeah.
But like for off of just like regular, bro, music is a passionate thing.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm doing this shit just to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm not super worried about I have to be number one artist or I have to be that dude. My biggest thing is, bro, my biggest thing is I'm pushing the States.
Yeah.
My biggest thing. Repping, push man. Cali, push Sac,
push the States. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. Yeah. I want people from out the U.S. start pushing your content.
Yeah.
Start pushing your, like, bro, send me your content. I will repost your content. I'm not that type of guy who's like, no, do it, done, I am, do it, done, I am, right? Or you're ass, you're like this, bro. Everybody starts different ways. You feel me? Like that, if you're... Just have that confidence. Equario, Bus Bandit, Lithigy, bro. You're chilling.
You also write everything yourself.
I write, not, me and my bro, John, bro. John Muldana, he's from El Grove, bro. I write some of my stuff. He writes some of my stuff. We go back to back. But every song, I still give him credit, bro, no matter what. Yeah. Like, credit is the biggest thing, bro.
Yeah.
Once you start fucking up with your credit,
you're poor.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like with an artist, I mean, back in the day, right? Most of these artists, they had a... You had someone writing their music, right?
Yeah.
But like
A lot of artists write their music, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of artists write their music, bro. BK writes his own music. Or Todd writes his own music, I'm pretty sure, too.
It's like, yeah.
There's a lot of these young artists that are writing music. You know, bro, we grew up out here around our parents, our grandparents, right? So we kind of got blessed with that Punjabi. So like, I see Bol Saad there. I showed the Punjabi Bol Saad there. Son of Only,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so like, then you listen to songs, right? You've gone to the Gurdwara, you've grew up around that community, especially in Canada, bro. Canada, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Everybody you're talking to is Punjabi.
Yeah. They're like, so like six, seven like generations like, in.
Yeah, outside they're, of your
we're,
home,
we're
right?
only three, like, four generations like in
six.
Over here.
I met some lady in Mexico, and she was there for like the wedding, and I was, and she's like, my family's six, seven generations
That's
in.
That's insane.
I'm
like, wow. That's insane,
I mean, they
bro.
Also have like Khalsa schools there.
They
that
do,
are
bro.
Just
like, the elementary schools,
like elementary
and middle schools,
schools
just like
Raymond used to teach a Dole class there, and it was a you would get either college or high school credit for taking a Dole class
in Surrey.
It was in Surrey. Wow. It was called the Dole Nation Academy.
That's
we'll
wild.
Talk about it when we have money, but
shout
that's wild.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like they're blessed out there. For us, it's a little bit harder. Okay, like. I'm blessed, bro. I have grandparents. My grandparents, my bibi, my babaji, they stay with me in my house,
that's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
So, like, they, like, my grandma had five kids she had to worry about every single day when we were little kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That she has to feed, do everything, you know, coming from elementary school, kindergarten and stuff, right?
Do our little
kurtis and stuff. Our parents are my bapu on truck, you know, mom at work. Like, you know, that's how it is out here, bro. That's literally the struggle out here. Like, that's how kids grew up out here. Every single kid damn near grew up out here like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then back in the day, bro, it was a thing that you used to go to for the more religious BBI and stuff, we used to be Gurdwara kids. They used to drop us off at the Gurdwara. We were babysat by the Gurdwara. You know, like there's a lot of people that are like that, bro. Like Fremont Gurdwara was really big for that too, bro. They used to have a lot of BBN that used to save out there. Drop your kids off. It's like daycare, you could say. But like, bro, you're babysitted by the Sangat.
It's like a
save. So you're known by everybody there too, you know. So you're speaking Punjabi at the Gurdwara, of course you can speak Punjabi, you know. So it's like,
and then you can write your own music after that.
You start writing your own music. And then, bro, I started writing a little bit. And then my bro, John, helps me a lot, though, bro. Like, he's the hook guy.
Okay.
He's the one who writes the hooks, for sure.
Yeah.
He knows how to do his thing, bro. He's a nice guy, bro.
That's what's up, dude.
And then that's how I kind of got into it. He helps me with it a lot. And then producing is my bro, Nagra. He's the same age as me, 21.
Damn,
and,
dude, you guys are killing it, man.
He literally, bro, has a setup. FL, literally what you guys' setup look like. We're in a bedroom. That's where we started from. I made Rory in a bedroom, bro.
That's my
highlight song, the one that blew up the most.
Yeah.
Literally, it was a mic setup, the PC, and I just sang.
Yeah.
And then that's how it got made. And he makes everything off the computer. And now we finally have a little bit of like a little studio setup in the garage and stuff like that.
That's,
you know,
what's up, dude.
And then
yeah, we'd like to see that.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Sick.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty like view. It's dope, bro. Because now you need such minimal equipment to get stuff done, bro.
Yeah.
Such minimal equipment.
Technology. You know?
Technology is like A1 now, bro. You can do anything.
You don't even need technically a studio.
Yeah. Bro, you don't even need a piano. You don't even need keys or nothing like that. My bro literally does everything off his just a keyboard and a mouse.
Yeah.
And he's just making all the music.
Yeah, you're right. You just need to know a little theory and that's it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's crazy for the producers that do know that, bro. And like Sam's knows that very well. He's DJing. Of course he knows that stuff, right? Bro, that stuff is freaking hard to know. Because you got to be real life talented. I'll be sitting there and I'm like, I don't know how the hell you're doing this.
I don't know what
buttons you're pressing. I don't know how you put anything on here, bro. All I know how to do is press record. And start singing. That's literally all I know how to do, bro. I don't know.
It's crazy. The stuff, for me, the easier stuff is playing stuff out and rhythms and stuff. I've always been good at that. But then when you get into Punjabi music, say you go to like a music production school,
yeah,
they're going to teach you their music, their keys. But then you run into Punjabi rags, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just completely different. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I've gotten it. But in the beginning, oh boy, I was just fucking over my head. And like, what is this?
Slam is working with more folk stuff, too. Originally, he does more folk. You know what I'm saying? That's like Slam style.
Which is so much harder.
Yeah. So much harder, bro. Yeah.
Justo was talking about that, too.
Nowadays, music, you're not hearing folk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not hearing folk. It's mostly trap.
It might be that. Why? Because trap is, like,
taking over.
It's here because it's easy.
Yeah.
I can make a trap. No, I'm not being like snobby or anything, but I can make a trap beat in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's easy, bro. It's easy to make. It's not that hard. You just need bassline, drum kit. There you go. 808.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
It's all there.
You feel me? You're chilling. Yeah.
You think you'll ever pull out a folk track?
I actually have one, like a truck one.
Oh, word.
That one's nice. I got a little feature on that one that I'm getting from somebody from India, and that one's going to be nice, bro.
Yeah,
that's why we love Raft, too.
We're going to hear a hiccup too from you?
A little bit, that one.
But, like, that's another thing Raft pops out, man. Like, he stayed away from trap, man. That's why, like, I have ultimate respect. Like, he did not go with the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
Went completely folk and just said, fuck the trap.
Album before, isn't that trap music?
Which one?
Rough Around the Edges?
No, not Rough Around the
The first he uses
the second one.
Five Deadly Venoms?
Yeah.
That's more hip hop, straight up East Coast grime, man. He puts the folk in those, he'll take one full blend, like a string, like a hard kick and snare, that's Bobby too, whoever does his music.
He's we were talking about earlier, but I didn't know, like, there's a music, they have a music video out, Heer, right?
Yeah, he just dropped that album. Yeah.
And Bobby Gong is on drums in the back, it's like a full set, like, you know, they're like singing to like live music, and I was like, damn, I had no idea this guy was a drummer.
Yeah.
Who else is real good with folk stuff is G Sidhu, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
G Sidhu's fire.
His voice is pure folk voice, bro.
He has that song. Yeah, we were talking about
vocals
it.
Vocals is fire, bro. I heard his vocals live this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I was
belt it out.
Bro is nice, bro. I can't even lie.
I think there's one part where there's no music and he's just...
Just singing. Straight up singing it, right? I was like, this is tough, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, bro, it's hard to, especially when you're going on stage and like you got to sing in front of hella people, bro.
There's
that nervous level, there's everything you got to think about. One single voice crack,
that's it,
it's over,
that's all everyone's gonna
talk
about,
that's all anybody needs.
Oh, how was Argel? Bro, oh, he was all right, but his voice was fucked up.
That's what I was tripping about, bro. I did that highlight shit, right? And I was like, oh, highlight jake, and I let them sing it, and then I was like, you know what I'm saying, and I was like, you guys start doing it, right? Yeah. And then I was singing a little bit of the words, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, get it by Leon. That's a hick part, right? Mm-hmm. I had to actually kind of hit it.
Yeah.
I was stressing 2 days before that, bro. I was like, menu, but like, cause I already get enough TikTok hate. Yeah. I was like, people going to be recording this part for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to hit this part, bro. Yeah. I was like, hey, that TikTok, man.
Yeah,
like, hey,
you're going
to
be all over it, dude.
I was like, I got to get this right, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that stuff matters, bro. Because they will get you on that, bro.
Stage presence is huge, man. Bro.
I've seen some artists with the worst stage presence
that are
up there currently and just fucking
No, brother.
You gotta put on a show, man.
My biggest thing is straight crowd work. I will skip songs. Mm-hmm. I will skip songs if I have to.
Yeah.
But I need to make sure that the crowd is bumping. Mm-hmm. You can't have the crowd more than 10 seconds, 15 seconds just sitting there like this, mm-hmm. or just standing around.
Or once they go.
That, yeah.
Yep.
Once that happens, it's over. It's you're not going to get them back, bro.
That's like I always put it down. Jazzy B, I know, as one of the best showmen, bro.
Yeah. Stage performers, bro.
Kill it on a stage.
You have to, bro. That matters, bro. And that's why he's still doing weddings and performances to this day, bro.
Yeah.
OG's like almost, I think he's probably 50.
He's probably 50 plus.
Yeah. And like, bro, he's doing shows to this day, going crazy, bro. Yeah. And so is Sukhinder Shinda, bro.
Yeah.
I recently met him on my last trip.
Oh, wow.
I got blessed, bro.
That's
that was
what's
sick
up,
meeting
dude.
Him, bro.
That's awesome.
And I got to sing for him, bro. I was nervous.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Can't
bro.
Even imagine.
I was at Harz Nagar studio, right? We was recording a song and he's like, Shinda's upstairs. And I was like, no way, right? And he's like, yeah, let's go meet him. And I was like, all right, bro, let's go, right? I'm shitting bricks, right?
Yeah,
I was
like, legend.
Like, I'm about to be the legend right now, right? And like, And so I go up there and I start talking to him. He starts asking me who I'm from, where I'm from and everything, right? He's like, Ghana's from. Well, I was like, no, my heart dropped, right?
I know.
I was like, I need to think about my most fire lyrics right now.
Right now.
I need to think.
Right now,
I need to think right now, right?
On the
and
spot.
I sang him like a little romantic song, right? Like, nana, 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 it's like a little nice little vibe, right?
Wow.
Like, girl to keep that, right? And he's like, practice thodi chahiye, be like, badhiya gaana. He's like, of course, and I was like, bro, thank you, bro.
Yeah,
I was like, once you said that, I was like, oh, thank you, bro. But like, that, bro, meeting a legend like that, you know, when you get a little bit of kudos or like, you know,
get
like
blessed
from them, it's like, okay.
You want to get, you're actually the first artist on here. You want to give us a little sample?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what you guys want to hear?
I'll whatever you feel most comfortable
I'll
with.
I'll do my most famous, the high roller song for
Go
you guys.
Go ahead, man.
ਉਹ ਹਾਈਲਾਈਟ ਜੇਕਰ ਰਾ ਕੇ ਵਾਲ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੁੱਡ ਚਿਰ ਕਾਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਚਿਰ ਦੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੀਂਹ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਡਿੱਗਦੇ ਆ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਰੌਲੇ ਬਾਜ਼ੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਪਈ ਆ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਨੀ ਸਿਰ ਦੀ ਹੋ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਦੀ ਆ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਅਣਜਾਮ ਹੁੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੀ ਐਵੇਂ ਗਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਮਾਰ ਸੱਦਦੀ ਬਿਲੋ ਨੀ ਗੇੜੇ ਵਹਿਲੀਆਂ ਗੇੜੇ ਵਹਿਲੀਆਂ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਕਾਤੋਂ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਖੇੜਾ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਦੱਸ ਕਿਉਂ ਨੀ ਛੱਡਦੀ ਬਿਲੋ
producers and DJs on, but you're the first singer that we've had on.
Oh, appreciate
so, like,
that.
We gotta
that's
get
sick,
a sample,
bro. That's actually
man.
Sick,
yeah,
no cap, bro.
Singer, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That
was good,
cap,
man.
Bro. Appreciate you guys.
That was
appreciate
awesome,
you
dude.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's like, so when you started singing, when I first started singing live, right? My pehli baar mummy nu gaya. My mom told me I was so ass, bro.
Oh,
God. I was like, for real, right?
Yeah.
She was, but like, bro, thank God she told me, bro, because I was like, damn, I was though, no cap, right?
Yeah.
She was like, you shouldn't be doing this, right? I was like, damn.
So did you get any like vocal training or any?
I went to India, bro, 2023, little bit in 2023. That's when my songs started getting better too. You can notice, bro, no cap. Like after I came back, that's when
you
I started
took
releasing.
It serious,
yeah, a little bit
yeah,
more
you
serious.
Got trained
right?
a little
yeah,
bit.
I went there
yeah.
for like I only went there for 2 months, but like those two months ain't shit for vocal training.
Oh,
whoever
yeah.
saying that, whoever Genevieve Ustad, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know it's not anything.
Bro, a real one will tell you learn for your life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. 2 months isn't nothing. That's what I'm saying. No matter how to career, like, bro, I know. But I went for like 2-3 months. I worked with a few Kirtanis out there. Kirtanis are the best people to work with, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever says, bro,
if you're training in
Rog and everything,
especially.
Bro, because you know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing, bro. Ustads, they of course, they're going to teach you certain music stuff, but Kirtanis will teach you like certain. Well, they're gonna relate it with Gurbani a little bit too. That's what I got blessed with.
Because
when you got to sit there and you got to like be like, okay, for like those, I'm sitting there 4 or 5 hours a day, kind of listening to this dude, right? And he's telling me like, oh no, I'm singing it this way, but I'm not singing songs. I'm singing shabads,
right?
Yeah. So then when you're singing a shabad and you're thinking about, he's telling you, he literally told me this. He's like, when you're gonna sing it, think about you're sitting on stage at the Gurdwara in front of all the sangat.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And he's like, then sing. And when I thought about it from that perspective, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I was like, it completely changes everything.
Yeah,
your vocals, everything, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, it's like you're performing, but you're performing everything live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, they don't have auto-tune at the Gurdwara.
No. There's no retakes.
There's no retakes at the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's acoustic. It's all acoustic.
I grew up kind of, not a Gurdwara kid, but like I grew up doing kirtan a lot as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. I learned tabla, bro. I learned tabla as a kid, right? So like, that's like.
So I remember doing kirtan in front of like the sangat. And
And you, it's nervous. It's like nerve-wracking, bro.
It's nerve-wracking, yeah.
It's like, I think I was watching someone's. I don't know, some NBA thing, and they're like, you can practice, do the best training ever, but there's nothing that will prepare you for a game.
Nothing.
You can do practice as hard as you want. Like, nothing that will prepare you for
a
game.
I mean, you see it in the Super Bowl, man. Like, these pros that play, you know, all the
all
time,
year.
Big games.
And they make basic mistakes.
They get their nerves in the biggest game, right?
Yeah.
That's a big thing, bro. Like, that nervousness hits, bro. Like, you will get nervous for sure. But it's cool, though. Like, you know, you just got to get over it real quick and you just keep it. Like, when I got on stage the other day for the Zach Punjabi's thing, the Zach Bash, right? It was hella funny. The way that we had to enter was all the way from the back, and then we had to walk all the way on the stage. So people still, they all saw you coming
they
in.
They could see you,
right?
Okay.
It was hella funny, though, no cap, right? And the funniest part was, the back side of it was hella slippery. So people were falling right there. Right? People were falling. So I go out with all my I go out with all my homies, right? And I look back. I'm like, where are they at? They on the floor. There's like three, four of them on the floor, bro. Damn, man. I was like, what the hell? And like if you look at the entrance video, right? It's like they're playing Caleb in it, right? And the Caleb his intro is already 10 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like Argue, Ayanagre. He has to repeat the Ayanagre like four times so then I can get on stage and then he finally drops the beat when I get on stage. Yeah. Bro, it was the funniest shit, bro. I was like, bro. But like I was hella nervous, bro. Cause it was first like 10 first, like, bro, first of all, y'all just fell. Right? 10-15 seconds in, right? I'm like, I'm performing like right after, right? Yeah. I'm like, damn, bro. But like once you get like that first verse in or something like that,
adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
And you just like, kinda like, get into like flow state. I know when I was
DJing that Raph Supera event, bro, there was 1,000+ people there.
Yeah.
Like, damn near. Just looking, you know what I'm saying? You're like, bro, I gotta have these many people turn for an hour.
Yeah.
Cause he's doing an hour set minimum. Right, so he's like, bro, I gotta. And he, if he's not keeping it turnt, it's not gonna be turnt for rap.
That's his job, right?
You have to create the crowd energy.
Job is,
you know what I'm saying? So if there's no energy in the crowd, they're gonna be like
different shit they're not expecting.
And there's and there's also a reason why Raph hired Slams to do that, right? Because there's certain DJs that are gonna be able to do that.
Back to back.
Certain DJs are gonna be only gonna do like they're gonna play great music, but they don't have the crowd control. Like one, two, put your hands up, put your flashlights on, just certain shit, right? Sing along, right? He has that Nog, certain that Nog little one. Yeah. Everybody knows that remix now.
Yeah, the Drake, the Drake sick, and then the drop.
Yeah, the drop, right? Yeah. That I know that by heart. You feel me? So like that, and it gets everybody pumped though. You feel me? So that's what you need before a concert like that.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, Slams had it. I remember like we got there like right at the beginning of your set, and I was just like, the venue was hella open, like you kind of walk around, and I was just walking around, I was screaming, I was like, that's my motherfucking composer. Everybody was looking, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh shit, like, it was good. That was good times.
It was fire, bro. That was a fire show, no cap. That was fire.
You went to the second one too?
Or was I only went to the first one.
Berkeley,
I only went to the Berkeley one.
Yeah.
It was sick out there. There's a lot of people. You know, it's funny. You see the same community at all these events.
Yeah, you see the same people.
Same young ones, same youngins. Yeah. It's like, all right. You know, but that's what it was going to be because after this, the next generation comes.
That's true, man.
It's crazy, though. Because, like, we were talking about my homie. He graduated to Parham, right? So there's no more. We might not do another bash. Right? SAG bash. We're probably.
You guys don't have any, kinda, like, successors or anything?
No, we have a few homies that wanted to be like, bro, like, you know. Y'all don't know. So, like, he you know, and it's his club thing. So he doing what he wants to do with it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, and he graduated. So he's like, bro, I don't know what I'm going to do now, right?
Oh,
so.
You're gonna see.
No, hopefully the new generation is tough with it. You
carry
know?
The torch.
Carry the torch.
Yeah. Those shows, people think it's just a cupcake to do. It's not.
Man. Yeah.
No. I've never done one, but I did a fundraiser once.
Yeah, and oh my god,
the amount of bread you need, bro.
Yeah,
up front, it's a lot fucking, of overhead.
You need bread. You need, and you need to be able to have manpower.
You guys have sponsor? I mean,
no, we didn't have no sponsors, bro. None at all. Actually, it was just my group of friends. It's like 20 of us. Bro.
Front your own money.
Just, you know what I'm saying? And we make like, you know, we make cool money together. So like, and like we've been homies since we were little kids. Like we grew, like I said, we grew up the Gorda together. So we literally like our families know each other. All of us know each other for so long.
Yeah.
So like we kind of just did it together, and then.
That's awesome.
It's sick, bro. Because like when you got all your boys doing it, running your own event and shit.
You got all these people that are spending their money, spending their time to come see you.
It's sick to do it because like, bro, that's my homie doing it. I'm performing for him at the same time. You know, we got other performers coming. So like, we got an all in one. You feel me?
Yeah,
so, like,
that's dope.
It's like a dope little scene.
Dope feeling.
Yeah. Dope awesome. Feeling to have. Yeah. But you guys need to get Yuba City popping, bro.
It used to be.
It used to be the mid-law.
It used to be. We're in a transition phase right now.
We're trying to figure all that out.
I think like the thing with the mid-law too is it's like a back in the day everyone listened to like folk music, right? Now like it's not like as
it's
big.
It's not what it was. Yeah. I remember Miss Booyah came out here.
Yeah. I think it's like you would never bring like Janni or Inderpal Moga to like a midla. I mean, maybe you could.
I think G City would
could.
Do pretty good.
No, you could. They did a. They went to Oslo, bro. there's like 10,000 people there or some shit like that at their freaking thing, bro. That venue was that big. It was like a festival. Mm-hmm. They're telling
that?
Us about
is that Scotland? Austin,
Norway.
Oh, Norway.
You wouldn't even think there's for that many Punjabi there. Oh, yeah.
Really?
They would told us, right? They have it on like a video too. They
there's like
us,
a midla like, happening in England. It's like DC Live. It's like Miss Pooja, Jazzy, AS Gong, Shinda. It's like
they have, JK, they have that every year.
What a fucking lineup. Right,
they have that every year. Yeah. They have one like in the summer every year.
But well, we could do that. I mean,
that's a lineup for us, though. That's a lineup for us. For a new generation, they're not going to come. You got to think about your ticket sales. Every generation, like not the generation gap, every culture area is different. If we threw that same thing in Surrey, or we threw that in Vancouver, popping. Threw that out here, it's not going to be as popping. You're going to get maybe 1,000-ish people.
It depends,
there.
Though. Are we going to do it like a truck driver midla, or are we going to change it up?
Change it up.
No. We change it up.
If you change it up like to like a proper venue then you can get a good amount of people to come
that's
in.
That's what I'm saying.
If you do it like the midla shit, right, the young generation would be like, we're not going. Because the young generation now,
they're not into that shit.
They want to get faded. They want to have a good time. They're trying to get their wife. They're trying to meet their wife. You feel me? Like there's so much shit that's they're trying to do.
You need a venue, like an indoor arena.
You know what it was? Is like we had the midla back in the day here, and there was no other. Now every group of like 10 homies that all have trucking companies,
they can
throw everybody throwing 10K, 20K.
The thing is, midla in Yuba City is consistent, right? They do it every year, so then that trucking midla might just, you know, they'll pop up the same weekend. So then it becomes like a competition.
Well, yeah, they got like that Matika midla.
I was telling your dad, like, I was like, you know what? I think you need to go away from the free midla. Because if you look at Cali, the midla, or this, what you guys just, what the you bash. Guys just did, bash, yeah. all yeah, these, yeah. Bruin, Bangra, I did Bruin's after party last year. People are down to pay $50 to $100 a ticket.
No, no, it's it's paid midla. I think it's like $20.
Yeah, but I remember he was talking about like the other people are doing it for free. That's what he's running into as competition, right? So you don't want free, man.
I think midla like platform is kind of like a dying thing.
Well, that's why.
That's what. No, but well, in general,
all the reasons we all us three listed are all is all the reason.
And there's no folk. There's literally no
folk music. Isn't popular like, with the young generation.
You can't bring jazz
every year.
Having a midla as the name, right? Just specifically midla, right? If you're going to have that, people are going to think there's going to be folk artists there. They're expecting midla vibes because a midla is a culture thing from Punjab, bro. So when you're bringing that out here, a midla back there, they used to have like rides and shit. They used to have like little games and stuff. It's like a carnival type of situation, right? And performers, right? That's what it used to be out there, right? And like you come out here and you have Argyle performing, fucking BK, me, like some random, they'd be like, well, who are these people, right?
Yeah,
the older generation is going to look at us and be like,
the midla, I mean, I know because I'm part of the society, but like when they put it on, they have like restrictions. They don't let you, they don't allow you to lip sync. And you have to sing with the live band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you kind of have to be.
You have
folk.
To be a folk singer. And there's not folk singers nowadays. It's like, a you, like he said, you can't just do jazzy beat every single year. Because they're gonna be like, bro, we just seen him last year too.
So the amount of people that sing folk, it's like a.
It's probably not just an issue for the Yuba City, like the society.
Yeah, it's probably
it's everywhere, bro. Midla, everywhere, right? You can't.
I mean, that's why I feel like the Cali, the midla, you know, model is...
That's the future, concert. Right? That's how it's going to be.
Raff, Cali, midla,
It's like a midla name, but like you doing it in venues, like you just doing it
it's like a modern
way,
midla.
You could say.
You're doing it at night compared to the day.
The midla here is like, I think just... It's supposed to be like a community event. Like they have a bunch of kids that do, you know, like
performances.
Then they have some artists that comes and that's what it is. I mean, before it was like a big thing because there was nothing, right? Now it's like saturated market.
You get those 10 guys come together, let's do our own midla, not charge anybody.
It's saturated because there's so many singers too now, bro. There's singers, there's a new singer every freaking 2-3
so
months. It's
so hard to keep up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even, like, bro, you're going to put on a new song, but you're going to hear his name, you're like, who the hell is he?
Yeah.
Right? And you're not even going to know about him.
And it could be a great freaking song.
Yeah. You have no idea.
You
know what I'm saying?
And you hear it once and probably forget about it in your Spotify and shuffle.
That's how it's hard out there.
You don't even, it'll probably be a great song. You don't know the name, you don't know the name title, nothing. But that's what, I don't know if you guys seen Yo-Yo Honey Sing's Netflix documentary. He said that. He's like, nowadays, back in when he was making music, there's a reason why we still we don't still listen to Yo-Yo Honey sing like that, but we still know his music.
His classic
is because
songs, yeah.
Back when they made music, their music used to stick because that was the only music to listen to.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when Yo-Yo Honey Sing used to release and there was a release date put up, mm-hmm. the posters were shared on Facebook and all that kind of stuff for a reason because they were like, oh, Honey Sing's dropping a song and so is who was back in 2012. There was like Dajit Bangaira mm-hmm. back then, right? Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. What you know what I'm saying? And when you have those, when you just have 5-10 singers that are releasing songs, it's so much easier to keep up. Your songs are gonna get remembered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those songs are gonna hit millions and millions of plays and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And those songs are gonna sell CDs. Now, when you have 18 different artists that look the same,
mm-hmm.
right? You have, you know what I'm saying? We all time Kale Parne, the same aesthetic, same all that. We're all pushing Western culture. We're all pushing the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're making the same music that sounds kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to have a song that's going to stick.
Pop.
Yeah. And pop. You can have that song that's going to pop up to hit a mill for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But after that, it's not going to be a song that's going to get played in 4 years.
It's nice to hear this from
five, 10 years.
Upcoming artist's perspective, man.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of exactly what me and my boys always talk about. We're music heads, right?
Yeah.
And we always say like exactly pretty much what you said in my thing. It's hard for a song to pop.
Pop now. Yeah. It's like you it will pop, right? Like you'll get that. You can hit Billboard like Wavy. That mm-hmm. shit's still going on billboards, right? Yeah. That shit's great song. Like, God knows that, right?
It's not an
yeah.
too.
And you know what I'm saying?
Well, not really, because he's dropped songs before
and
after.
And they were on Billboard
and after. Hit. The one he dropped when Nora didn't take off as much as Wavy.
It's not on Billboard, right? There's like certain stuff that hits, right? Mm-hmm. So like that, now that's a hit song, right? I still play it, right?
Suffer, mm-hmm. Suffer too.
Yeah, guys. It's been out for what? Like maybe a month or two now?
Yeah.
But Wavy's still popping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like my son's 6 years old. His favorite song is Wavy. Wavy.
Yeah.
Wavy, Dad. Yeah.
And that's how it is.
You were talking about Honey Sing. I was in India when that album International Villager came out.
Yeah.
And in India, like,
it went crazy.
Everyone was just playing Brown Rang.
I remember when Zeus dropped that Lember Folk Attack, right?
Dude.
Back
in
the early 2000s. Yeah. You guys are all like, and I was going to Sac State, and I'm like, fuck this. It just dropped. I need to go to the library and download it right now. So I
burning CDs.
No, I did. I skipped my first period class. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. Whatever, Dick. Yeah. Yo.
Is that what like JJ figured again?
Huh? Because back then, it was a website you had to download it off of. But when they first
DJ
dropped.
DJ Joho?
Huh?
There's like a website called DJ Joho.
No, it was before that.
Oh, okay.
And you would download it. And then when an album first dropped, it would go on. And then they would copyright and remove it. So you got to get it within the first few hours.
Yeah,
otherwise,
yeah.
it's gone for about a week. So I'm like, no, I need to get Folk Attack right now. And I got it and put it on the CD. And then after like lunch, it was gone.
That's crazy.
And then I had to wait like a whole other week to then get like a physical copy, but I had it.
That album, it was just,
And every I was like song. Counting down the dates, and then it came out, and I was just like, I think it was like, was it Punjab Online that used to drop all the drop dates? Remember like the...
I don't know.
It was like a website, and it used to drop all the dates, and I'm like, fuck, this just dropping
today. I remember.
See, look at that memory, right?
Yeah.
Core memory room, right?
Yeah. Now it's
That ain't about to happen for no new
Spotify,
artist. I can announce my shit on Spotify. I can announce on every single social platform. Nobody's about to count their days down.
Yeah.
Nobody's about to, you know, no biggest artist. Even for Dajit now, nobody's going to do that, right?
Like, no, that's true,
there's so many different things. They're going to be like, bro.
We don't have time to get over the other ones, and there's a new one out. Back then, we'd have to wait like a year or 2 years for Jazzy to drop an album.
Yeah.
And you're like,
couple
fuck,
years.
You're just ready, dude.
Yeah. It's like 3-4 years you have an album coming out.
And I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's pros and cons to music being so accessible for anyone to make it, right? Like, the entry barriers are
That's minimal. Not just for Punjabi music, though, bro. Like, you go, that's rap music now, too.
Everything.
Yeah. Rap music doesn't, like, there's... It's so there's
albums
no hits
are on the rare.
No more like that. You know what I'm saying? There's all the hits that you know. You're still playing 50 Cent.
Yeah,
you're still playing 50 Cent, bro.
Still playing
you know
in the
saying?
Club. Yeah,
yeah. You're still playing all those old ass 2000
like Dre.
Songs.
Dre, '91 is still going, man.
And like you guys, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna because there's so many artists. It's so hard to get that song. It's gonna be like this is the hit of the year. This is gonna
it's hella
be,
hard. To
this
say
is gonna
that.
Go for freaking.
It's a recency bias too. Like you hear something like 3 months ago, like. Something you heard like 3 months ago, you're like, oh shit, that came out. Like, I forgot about
You forgot about it. Yeah.
That's like what some do for me. I love him, right?
Love him with his fire.
Yeah. But his stuff just gets lost for me. And I'm like, dude, this shit came out 6 months ago. Why didn't I hear about it?
Yeah, the algorithm. You don't, that's a big thing too.
Or like Media Hub, Punjabi Media Hub didn't hit it. So I'm like, what the hell? Like, why didn't I hear this on Media Hub? Or, you know, like, like.
No, I know. Sometimes, yes, you hear some bangers like 6-7 months later.
Yeah, and you're like, when did this come out? Like, yeah.
That's what happened. We rolling with Shob.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all peeped that when his first song that blew up.
Oh, I didn't hear that until still like a year after.
We rolling. Remember the We Rolling? Emery Dabovich of Kalikare or something like that.
Was it God. Still rolling his first hit?
No.
We rolling and still.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We rolling. That was his first song. Yeah. Oh, okay. That song didn't take off till 6 months later.
Later, okay.
That must be crazy, man.
That didn't catch, like, people started putting on TikTok and stuff. That's when he just took off. His last
album was fucking fire.
Yeah. Bro, you know what's crazy?
Sicario?
Yeah, Sicario. People were hating on that. Going crazy. Like, 2 days before. I don't know, like, when he released it, there's so many memes and stuff. Like, Punjabi meme pages were making hella memes about
it. The first song, what's it called? Like, Buckle Up.
They were like, oh, he sounds so
dude. Bars. As soon as you hear the da-da-da-da-da, I was like,
you know what's tough is Ruger.
Ruger
gives a West Coast ass vibe.
I think the whole album is, I mean, I think it's one of his
even
best.
Even Dilsey's new one, like, a lot of people don't like it, but I'm like, fuck, I love it. Advisory? Is it called
Advisory? Yeah, he dropped that very quietly, but yeah.
I like the song Pistol and Holster.
Yeah.
Like
Pistol, yeah, that's that. Pistol's fire.
Pistol's
Tension is good, too.
And big one is Amrit Mann coming back into, like, the scene and, like, writing for, like, an artist. And
Amrit Mann's fire, dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty
cool. You know, those artists are smart, bro. You'd like Jordan Sandhu, Amrit Mann.
I really like Jordan Sandhu.
Ranjit Bawa. Yeah. You know what Jordan Sandhu does? Is he's going to release one tape or he's going to release one, two banger songs a year. He's going to do a movie.
Smart.
He dropped an album.
If you've noticed that since 2018, he blew up that Defend song.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Still pops. Still playing on the rest for it.
He's still playing that song, right?
He's got some scenty.
He released and then he released DJ Week. Stuff like that, right? Yeah. He released one, two songs a year.
Yeah.
He'll do a tape maybe. He did his first tape was a Najada tape in 2023. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does one thing. That's all he needs.
The smartest, I think, the guy who's done this absolute smartest, I'm Amrinder Gill, dude. You beg for his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, bro, drop something. Go on tour. Like, we're begging to see.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Now his sons are just killing it.
Yeah. They had that song Cullen in.
Only you's badass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've been like dropping like a rap song, and then they drop a love song, and it's they've been like rotating.
Their shit's working. Yeah. I like it.
They're like in the middle.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we've been going for a good hour and a half, so I think we can wrap it up here, man.
Yeah, you want to hit up like the rapid fire?
Oh yeah, man. So typically at the end, just give a quick shout out to you, man. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
bro.
We're happy to have you on. Local up and coming singer, and you've accomplished so much.
Appreciate you guys.
Future's bright. So I guess we'll do some quick rapid fire questions. Like, I guess first one would be like, who's your like most listened to Punjabi artist, I would say, like in the past year? Besides yourself. I don't know if you listen to your own music like that. But.
In the past year?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You can even say past 3 months.
You
can
say top
months.
3 if you'd like. Any, or just, like, just like anyone that's been like really hitting for you recently.
I like Jima, bro.
Jima,
Jima Y is tough.
Yeah.
Jima Y is tough. Yeah. I like the way he writes. Because ain't nobody writing like him.
Yeah.
That way, the stuff that he writes is, if you listen to it, like Cloud9, Cloud9 to mention every single city in Maja. Nobody peeped that. He's literally saying every single city in Maja in that song.
I'm gonna have to listen.
And he's
to that
literally
one,
saying how he went root to root to root to root to root to root in that song. He's lyrical with it, bro.
Yeah.
So Chima Y would probably be my for sure artist right now.
Who's an artist that you think is kind of like up and coming, underrated, somebody that people need to watch out for that's gonna like pop off pretty soon? Who do you think?
Harp Sandhu,
okay.
He's from UK, bro. He's tough. He released, like, the only thing is, bro doesn't have that platform
because
UK doesn't, you know, promote like that no more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he is tough. If you guys search him up, bro, you'll find some tough bangers by him.
All right.
Harp Sandhu or who else? I'd probably say, probably just Harp, honestly, now. Yeah,
what about, like, who's your, like, favorite producer, like, for, like, the past year?
My producer?
Yeah.
Favorite producer?
Are you talking about like folk music or
just his style music? We asked, Jesta, like, favorite artist, and then because he's a producer, we're like,
I don't really have a favorite producer, bro, because there's not. Nowadays, producers, bro, it's a lot like a. It's kind of easy.
It's more arranging.
And especially if you notice the Punjabi game, recent songs that have been blowing up, they're all sampled. It's all sampled music, bro.
Yeah.
It's shit that's not getting cleared, first of all. And it's shit that is...
Well, it's just on Splice.
Yeah.
Like, I go on Splice. Yeah. Like, yeah. Most of it's on Splice. I go on Splice and I'm like, dude, I heard this in...
When you speak.
In Chance's track. I heard this in this track, Icky's track. I'm like... Okay.
Yeah, it's not illegal. Most of the stuff is on Splice too, though. No,
because as a producer, you know, like sometimes it's hard to come up with ideas playing your shit.
Right now, I would probably say my bro Nagata, bro, because like I feel like he can make. He's doing good, bro. He's talented, bro.
They have that website Who Sampled, right? And you can always like see
sample. Yeah, see it.
But Splice is
everything.
But anyway, it's royalty free, so anybody can use it.
Bro, I made Joe Budden. Joe Budden has the same exact as off Splice. That same tune is on 4 different songs.
Damn.
The same exact melody.
But you could take the melody. Doesn't mean it makes it fucking easy.
Yeah.
Sampling doesn't make you
equal
like, oh, wait, it's done. Yeah. It's still a hell of work, man.
No.
Yeah. And then last one. Who would you like to see us have on our podcast next?
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a fire question, bro.
Could be anybody. Local, big time artist. Anybody. We want to push the culture as much as we can out here.
Local, bro. I would probably say. I'd say, bro, damn near you, more Cali artists, bro.
Yeah,
somebody from Cali, bro. Or just like somebody just that represents California. Or it's like doing big out of California.
We would just love
a prominent DC person or something like that that's doing like, you know, good out of Cali right now, bro. Cause I mean, artists, people like to hear about artists and stuff. But
even
like,
producer.
Not even like businessman or something like that, bro. Cause you gotta get put on game, bro.
You're an exception, but we're having a hard time with people your age willing to come on front of a camera.
Yeah.
Bro. No cap.
Yeah.
You're an exception, but a lot of you guys like your age, they don't want to come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, bro, you can't be scared of the camera, bro.
Yeah,
first of all.
It is what it is.
And, bro, like, Janet,
no one perfect.
Y'all like out there, the artist, y'all like out there, right? My artist down. Yeah. Well, I can't be on the, you got to pray me, you got to do.
No, not that.
Shit, your ass.
It's like
camera shy.
You got to just grow up. Just grow up.
I mean, we were saying that too. Like, if anyone's camera shy, we can always just do an audio.
Yeah, audios are fire too.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, probably just a prominent Desi person, honestly, in Cali.
Anybody.
He's doing it big because getting put on game from your own people is best, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's so many different things that we do now in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we have IRS people, freaking
everything.
There's so many different ways you can help people, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I would just say somebody's doing something big in the Desi community. Because they'd be tough, bro. They put you on game. You get to learn.
Yeah.
Artists not going to teach you much. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah. I didn't get to teach people much today either. Like, you just get to listen about them and their lifestyles.
Yeah. I feel like it's important, though.
Perspectives.
Perspective, exactly.
It's like
perspectives.
Yeah.
That's about
it. It's important for the community also just to, like, hear you.
Get to know
outside of music, right?
Yeah, 100%, bro. Because people got a crazy image of me, no cap.
Exactly. Well, that's why.
They be thinking I'm like some like
you
crazy.
You become more personable.
Because
I was saying this at the jump, right? Like our audience is a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're probably, if they are familiar with you, they probably have that image of you that you're referring to, right? Yeah. So that's why we wanted to have you on.
It's because like my music videos, you know, you see like guns and shit. Yeah. You see all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like, bro, like they're gonna be like, hey, dun, 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 dun. I'm not nothing like that.
Yeah. I gotta ask you though, dude. Like I'm really curious why, like, and this might show my age and I'm totally okay with that, but what is up with like your guys' generation and guns?
Like, bro,
I don't understand. Is it
our generation?
I get the cool culture.
Soft. Okay, our generation is soft. That's the problem. And what I mean by that is, back in the day, y'all used to fist fight.
Yes, that's the era we're from.
And go to the fucking Nerky. Bro, dead ass, bro. I've seen it visibly with my own eyes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen it.
Literal, you know what I'm saying? Like, fist fights. Yeah. Nowadays, bro, they're not going to do that. They're going to be like, oh, you talking shit. And jadiyan lalayan desiyan lihundiyan, bro. Kadibadiyan lihundiyan. It's not over ever a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So either a girl, it's gonna be over some bullshit, or you're talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no in between, and they're gonna be like, I need a gun, so I need a flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a flex thing.
That's one thing optics. I like that always ticks me, because I'm kind of like anti-guns, you know, because I see, you know, gun culture to me. This might be totally, we could take this off if we need to, but I think it's a good combo, because I saw like BK, right, and I like BK.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he has a '90s lowrider, which is completely my era.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like '90s Dre, that's when I grew up, bro. Like, I know every Dre song by heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a picture that I see pull up, and then he has a automatic weapon with him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to figure out the correlation.
Yeah.
And I see it with a lot of you guys' era. So I just shot to my mind, like, I need to ask y'all, what is it? Like, so is it like, Is there some violence thing going on? Is it like undercover gang stuff?
I'm gonna keep it right now. Not a single Punjabi artist is a freaking gangster.
Sure. Yeah. I had that. I knew that.
That's like whoever says that shit, right? Especially the Canadian rappers. Oh my God, bro. You guys send me, bro. I'm not even capping. When they be trying to flex it, they're like this and that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, stop it. You guys live in a maple syrup country.
Yeah.
Softest country, bro.
I know you probably do too, but I know some OG gangsters. Bro. And they do not flex guns at all. I know you don't mess with those guys like that.
Yeah.
But they do not flex in that shit.
Never. You know? The thing is, our thing, and I do it myself, bro. I do it myself. Like, Keatere, the shit got community guidelines because there's mm-hmm. AKs in there, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I'm saying? But you can't, like, you kind of just got to. It just became like the, not the norm, but it became like the cool thing to put in your music videos now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just the after flex, that
video,
man.
After that video, I'm like, I'm not going to do no more gun videos.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of that shit.
No, I'm not hating on it. Maybe just like I said, like maybe it's just my old age, but I just want to know the relevance to it.
There's really nothing, bro. It's just people think that it just looks hard, honestly. Yeah. Like, they'd be like, oh, I look hard. Like, you know, I have a gun in my hand. It's going to be like, I look hard. And like, if you notice, bro, like you go to events nowadays too. Gordy and Jalina before people start fist fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd rather get into a fist fight, get your ass knocked out before you lose your life, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you're losing your life over
some stupid shit.
And it's usually like the people are fighting, they're drunk, bro. They're over some dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Very stupid. I think gun culture is also just like a Punjabi thing, right? Like just from like before.
Oh, no, in Punjab. Yeah. But you know what also got pushed out here too, right? Jade, like, Shastra, right? In our religion, right? Shastra is a very big thing. People out here made shastar, like, gun is a shastar. Guru Gobind Singh Ji had a gun to get a rifle, everything. But I'm just saying that you can't just be like, it's sade shastar, and you're flexing it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. That same thing that you're calling a shastar, you're the same person that's doing fiend every day. Mm-hmm. Same person smoking weed every day. Mm-hmm. Same person drinking every day. You know what I'm saying? There's so many cons to you, too. You know what I'm saying? So many negatives. So you can't be like, I have it on a religious base. For those people that keep on a religious base, you're in Hang Seng, all that kind of stuff. Do you?
Yeah,
right. It makes sense. To see pure shakira and everything, right? Yeah. All that stuff. You're respectful towards it. All that stuff.
Yeah.
But the people that say, "Oh, see shastra," that shit pissed me off.
It's
bro.
Just them trying. It's to just them trying to justify. Yeah, exactly.
They're the most the most money people with like nothing on their hair and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, where? Where does it really? Like, where does it say that you should keep this, bro?
Yeah, that's one thing. Like always like. Like, not bothered me, but, like, irked me about, like it was just a few weeks ago I seen this BK picture, and I'm like, wait, why the gun?
You're going
on a music video and just rolling around with a gun. Like,
No, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. It looks tough in, like, certain videos, whatever, but, like. But, like, you know.
I just wanted your perspective.
Yeah, I feel like you should. It's just. Younger generation, 100%. He said a little bit pushed away from it too. Yeah. Because the younger generation just wants to prove they're gangster.
Mm-hmm.
The like YNs, no, I'm sure you've seen that shit on TikTok with YNs are, you know, young. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
no, for you don't want man. To.
There's. Yeah. It's not a good thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, being a crash out is not a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not having a gun just to have it is not
a good
thing.
We're talking about this and having a little musket on my
and I got Raph's cartoons.
Like, I was like, you know, like, okay, like, maybe it's a one time I asked someone and I was like, is it maybe like, is it like they like guns? They're into like, you know, people are passionate about guns. Like, I get it. It's a passion. It's a hobby. So it's like, okay, if they're in there, like, are they going to shooting zones? Are they like, why don't they sign up to like, going to like hunting, war or something like that.
Hunting, duck hunting.
Like I have my family.
I think it's also just like some people just keep them just because of just to like
passion.
They just it's not even about shooting or anything.
Yeah, carrying legally for you know you have a right to bear arms. It's amendment, but like you know
the younger generation not like that, bro. Younger generation don't care about no right bear arms.
Okay, so that's what I wanted.
They're literally just doing that for the flex.
Okay,
it's all just flex. Every group got a gun, right? Every group of homies got a gun. One, two people for. Show got a gun in there, right? Yeah. You know, they're licensed to have a gun or whatnot.
Yeah, sure.
Or not, they got a legal one, right? Yeah. And they're gonna keep it just a flex. Yeah. They're gonna put a beam on it, they go post it, they do all that. It's corny, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's corny as fuck. Yeah. But like it is what it is. Because younger generation's not gonna stop doing that either.
Yeah.
They think it makes them look like, you know, I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I'm him or something like that.
Yeah.
Really, it just proves that you're not nothing. Like
yeah.
For sure. It makes you look whatever.
That'll make you tough. Yeah. Yeah.
No, because back in the day, like you said, older generation, just fist fights. Fist fights, bro.
Like the most fights I've gotten on, dude, is on the basketball court. And I've lost probably the majority of them. Yeah. That's okay. You know, but like, I mean, but I don't think of like, dude beats my ass, I'm going to go shoot him.
It's also a saying, like, you know, it's also a saying, bro. Like back in the day, they're like, you got to get your ass beat to become a man.
Yeah.
And they mean that. That's a real saying for a reason.
Doesn't Cutter Najla have a song called like Shit Talk? Or is it?
Yeah,
and he's like comforting some guy?
Oh, in the video maybe or something like that. But like, that's like, you know, video type of thing.
If it's in songs, like it doesn't bother. I don't think it bothers me because songs are fiction.
Yeah, right? You're telling a story.
You can do anything. Yeah. I just wanted to know like what's the correlation, because I see more and more videos, more and more guns. More and more guns. Younger generation.
No, that's a big thing. Canada can't do that. They can't. They barely have guns out there.
You get an airsoft gun, take the orange nose off.
Yeah. The tip off.
BB gun, bro.
I'm sure that's what they use in a lot of music videos and not using the real one.
I mean, yeah, most of people use props, bro. You gotta use props for most of them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you gotta put fake. You gotta put fake in the video. Otherwise, you're gonna get community guidelines no matter what.
The real ones are heavy, too.
Heavy, bro. Heavy, heavy. You could tell when it's a fake one, it's a real one. You can just tell the person holding it.
You gotta shoot like this. You ain't gonna shoot like this.
Sideways and shit.
You got 8-inch arms. You're just gone. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got 8-inch bicep holding a fucking rifle.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk all day, man. Yeah. But this has been a great time, man. Thank you again so much for coming on. All the best to you, man.
Appreciate you killing it.
Keep doing what you're doing. We're gonna be keeping our eye on you too, man. So just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep pushing the scene. Keep representing Cali. Keep representing SAC.
Thank you guys, bro. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me, bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's it. All right.